Hello.
Terry Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John.
How are you, sir?
Let me interrupt you, but I got back, and we decided to go tomorrow night on that business, that speech, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I'm working on it now.
That's right.
And I think it reads pretty good. I'll see that. I wanted you to get a copy over perhaps late this afternoon, and if you've got any thoughts, you might pass them on.
All right, sir.
I think I'll have either Henry or Bill Sapphire bring it over to you.
All right, sir.
Second point, I was just delighted with those speeches you made over the weekend. I mean, the way you gave the double whammy, one for first to business and then to labor, I think just was the right touch. And I understood you did them both off the cuff, is that right?
Yes, sir.
My gosh, that was great.
Yes, sir, unfortunately.
But you had to work like out.
Sir?
No, there's no off-the-cuff speech. You did the work before. I know.
I try to do a lot of work.
Sure.
We transcribe, we tape.
Sure. Oh, sure, you know, sure.
We have it. I don't think either one of them can get too offended, then they both deserve
it. Well, they deserved it right to the full measure.
They deserve it.
And it was fine.
And I think the reaction's been good, really.
Excellent. Yes. Excellent.
You know, labor's mad at me. They didn't like me before I got up here, but...
Well, I'm in the same class, but
I've always been friendly with them, and,
yeah,
and always
right.
Say to them, they're going to get fair treatment if I have anything
right.
to do with it, and
that's
they are,
right.
But they goddamn sure not going to get any more than that.
Not one bit. That's fine. Incidentally, you met with my friend, the Cardinal. Huh?
Yes, sir. Had an excellent meeting with
him. Quite a fellow, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Peter went up with me.
Yeah.
And the speech was over, we went and had an hour's visit with him, and couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
And we're doing some work on it.
Sure. My feeling there is that if we could just hold out, I mean, even put something in as a proposal, knowing full well that nothing's going to happen, that it would give enormous hope to those people, you know, when he says that two schools are closing a week.
No, I think that's right.
And maybe the best thing to do is just do it frontally, like a tax.
I wouldn't.
Rather than horsing around through the.
If we're going to do it, Mr. Clark, let's do it with a frontal attack, no apologies, just.
Do it fast.
Sure, all out.
Right.
Because, you get the lumps, you might as well put it out in such a way that you build the credits.
And if, let me say, you make your study, and
right.
as soon as you come up with something, we'll put her out.
All right.
We'll float it up there and send it up to Congress and let everybody squeal.
All right.
Yeah. And one other thing I was going to tell you, that I didn't learn until I learned from Bill, that apparently Nellie was, that's one of the things you were doing in New York, was picking that thing up for my place at San Clemente.
Yes, sir. That's where we went up there.
Well, that's a beautiful thing and couldn't be a better choice.
Well, that's good. We hope you enjoy it.
I love it. I just love that sort of thing. And and it'll fit that house particularly.
It surely will.
Patio area, right? On the,
it surely will.
Yeah.
You can put it in the patio area. Right?
Where did you find it?
We found it at Hammer's.
Oh,
galleries.
Oh, yeah.
See, when we were in San Clemente, Nellie and Adele went up to Los Angeles and spent the day.
Oh, yeah.
With a curator of the museum, and and we were looking out there, and then they called back and said they had they'd found this thing at the Hammer Galleries in New York.
Yeah.
So we went up Saturday to look at it, and found it, and we liked it very frankly, and just took it and for everybody. And I think all the cabinet was pleased.
Oh, I know.
They were pleased. We hoped you were.
We were just delighted with it. Just delighted. And